Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person I'm speaking with?
Central Mac.
How are you doing today?
Better.
We are on the recorded line, just to let you know. Have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
No, I'm just calling today.
Okay, gotcha. And you haven't signed any documents or anything like that?
Only the intake, I guess.
The one previous to this phone call?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Can I ask you, did you spray Roundup?
I did. Not anymore. I don't even touch the stuff.
Yeah. Were you ever diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, back in 2018.
I'm sorry to hear that. How many years did you spray Roundup?
18, 20 years.
About
18 to 20 years. I mean, yeah. Off and on at first, but then it was kind of steady after that.
Gotcha.
The first year.
Would you say that you sprayed it at least 10 separate times?
Oh, yeah, for certain.
You did? Okay. And now, did you spray it 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed? Did you spray it 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yeah. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
Oh, shoot. Date me. I had to do some math. Go back here. I'll calculator. So, diagnosed was
2018 minus 45.
Jeez, I was only
45. 45.
Yeah.
And now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to this, relating to Roundup?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, or was it only the one?
Just one.
Just the one. And you were diagnosed in 2018?
Yeah.
What month was that?
May.
May.
Yeah,
and then
about the 20th.
Did you spray it for work, or was it just for like home purposes?
No, residential. I was at home,
residential. Can I go ahead and get the property address you sprayed it?
4727 10th Avenue.
One more.
California.
Was that 10th Avenue you said?
Yeah.
10th Avenue. And then San Diego, California?
Sacramento.
Sacramento. Is this your current property address right now? Or did you move from here?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Still the same address?
No, still there.
Do you know of any neighbors, colleagues, anyone else you spray Roundup?
No, not so much. I don't know what my neighbor. I had rental property on the side of the one side where I have neighbors. So,
gotcha.
I'm not up on what they're doing over there.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you do have your birth certificate, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then you said you sprayed it for about 18 to 20 years, correct?
Yeah.
And then you did spray for at least 10 separate days. So that's good. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B?
No, never.
No. Were you ever, did you ever have an organ transplant or an autoimmune disease?
No, not at all.
And then did you ever have Epstein-Barr, lupus, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
And did you ever have any other chemo for any other cancer besides the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No, I never had anything else.
Nothing else. And is there any family history of cancer?
No, not at all.
Could you go ahead and spell out your first name for me?
T as in Charles, O-N-T as in Tom, R-E-L-L,
Very good. Now,
M-A-C-K.
MACK for the last name.
Yes, M-A-C-K.
Thank you. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Male.
And are you married?
No.
Can I go ahead and get your date of birth?
8/30, 1973.
73.
73.
73. And now for your social.
Now 562-31-3586.
And how did you first learn that, Roundup and your cancer was kind of connected?
After the biopsy and the test results.
After the biopsy and the test, and that was back in 2018.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And now, how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
6'1", about 218, 220 right now.
Gotcha. What's the best email address for you?
CONWAYNEMACK@Yahoo.
How many times a month did you use the Roundup?
Like every other week, like every other week there. So two, maybe three times a week.
Two or three times a
I mean
week
a month
or a month.
or
Gotcha. No worries.
no, a month. Yeah.
And then you said you started in 2018. Is that when you started?
Yeah. No, that's one of the last time I used it.
That's the last time you used it. When did you start? When?
Started in 1998.
98. Gotcha.
1998. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Did you ever use any protective gear? I know, people really weren't using any, gear, like
I
that.
did, yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay, nice.
No, I had the gloves, long sleeve shirt, and the eye protection. And the mask, the paper mask.
Gotcha. Okay, nice. Yeah, a lot of people I talked to, they didn't, they didn't use anything. Yeah.
Well, it said killer on the bottle, so I figured.
You might as well try to, get some type of protection, something.
Yeah, try it anyway.
And then you only sprayed it in California?
Yeah, only at home.
Gotcha, okay. And now you said you used it roughly about 2 to 3 times a month for about 12 months, and then you sprayed it
Month,
for
yeah.
About 18 to 20 years in total.
Yeah.
So you're roughly exposed 432 times. Would you say that's accurate?
I trust your math on that one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I did the math on it. Yeah, that 2 times 12, and then times 18 for 432. Your property, was it near a water well, or do you get your water from city water?
Yeah, from the city.
City. Were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, any other benzenes, Agent Orange?
Not unless it was in the water, but no,
Gotcha.
not knowingly.
Okay, gotcha. And now the Roundup you did use, was it a concentrate or was it a premix?
It was whatever they had available at the store when I went to go get it.
Gotcha. Was it already in
But
the?
I've used both.
Okay, you've used both. Okay. And where would you go to get it? Home Depot, Walmart, Lowe's?
Yeah, I'm a local Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or any extra bottles laying around?
I got rid of the bottle. I might have a bottle in the garage.
Okay.
But I kind of got rid of all that crap. I know I don't have any receipts from that far back, but there might be an old bottle somewhere in the garage. I think I saw one like last month or so ago.
Okay. If you do see it,
I'll just get rid of it. So probably a good thing I didn't throw it out.
I was going to say, if you do see it, make sure you keep it, actually. You know, all of that was, you know, kind of like evidence, I guess you can say. So, like, you know, it'll help your case. It'll support it, you know, if you do have it. So, if you do have it, I would keep it, okay? And have you ever smoked?
No.
Nope. Are you currently employed?
I am.
And who's your current employer?
CTS Omaha.
CT, T as in Tom?
Yeah, CTS.
And then the address?
I mean, PCS, sorry.
PCS?
They're in Omaha, Nebraska.
Is it,
I have to get their address.
Let's see here. PCS
Clean Solutions.
Is it like computer repair or?
No, Total Cleaning Solutions. Do all sorts of cleaning jobs.
Gotcha.
You take over arenas and larger venues. I also work for myself, so I can put that down. I have a
perfect
company.
Oh, what's your company?
Sectoral Consultants.
Nice. How long have you been a business owner?
Just since last year.
Since last year. You liking it? Making your own hours and everything?
Keeps you focused, keeps you on your toes.
Yep.
A lot of stuff to learn still, but.
Did you ever lose any time from work because of any surgeries or any treatments or anything?
Yeah. I don't know how many days, but I lost some here and there. I just wasn't feeling up to going out. I was just tired and weak.
Gotcha. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
Disability or workers' comp. Once, like eons ago, I stepped on a nail on a job, and that was about it, though.
What year was that?
Oh, shoot. That was probably before you were born.
So back in maybe like like the 90s, sometime way back when. Nothing recent.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than any minor traffic offenses, were you ever convicted of a crime?
No.
No. And then what hospital diagnosed you?
Sutter Medical here in Sacramento.
Give me one moment here. Is that the one at the 2825 Capitol Avenue?
Capitol, yeah.
Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Scott Braley.
Braley?
Yeah, Brally spells it.
Thank you. And then how would you say the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
How what?
How has the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, I thought you said how old. I was severely. I mean, it was traumatic, and then it was stressful, and it was just a lot, a whole lot.
Gotcha. Do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis?
I don't, because they were electronic. They were sent to me electronically, but I could sign a release. They have them at the hospital.
Gotcha. Okay. At the Sutter Medical Center.
Again.
Gotcha. And then, do you have a date of treatment?
Treatment when it started.
Right, if you yeah, when they started any stem
The
cells
start
and
date. Yeah, that was all that happened in May. All it was real fast in
Gotcha.
2018.
Gotcha. And then did you have to go through chemo, radiation, stuff like that?
Yeah, just through December of 2018, same year.
Gotcha.
Over 8 months or so.
All righty. One second, we're just about finished up. And now I do request emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
My sister, I guess.
And her phone number?
Let me get it for you here. Hold on 7 minutes. Just call me. Right here. 916-617-7637.
And her name?
Read it.
F.
FYREETAMCGASKEY. McGaskies.
MCGUSKAR, you said?
No, McGaskies. It's just gas keys. Gaskies.
And then the first name, FYRDETA.
Yes, as in Sam.
Gotcha.
YREETA. Rita.
Thank you. Let me go through. I want to verify this information. And we do have permission to call her, right? If we can't get in contact with you.
Yeah.
Perfect. I do just want to go ahead and verify this information here one last time, making sure everything is accurate, my spelling and everything like that. I do want to reiterate we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. Now, you sprayed Roundup for about 18 to 20 years. You did spray Roundup at least 10 separate
Yes.
times. You did spray Roundup 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. And then you did spray Roundup directly yourself. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Alrighty. Now, you sprayed it at the 4727 10th Avenue in Sacramento, California, 95820. You were diagnosed 5/20/2018. You were not diagnosed with any illness, HIV, anything like that. You spell your name Contrell, last name Mack, Mack. You are a male. Your date of birth is 8/30/1973. Social 562-313586. You're about 6'1", 218. Your email address is conwaynemack@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Phone number 864-651-9806. You sprayed it about two
Oh,
times.
916-985-3629.
That's the best phone number for you?
That's my only phone number.
Okay. I wonder where that 864 number came from. You said it's 916.
Don't know. 885-3629.
3629. Perfect. Thank you. And then you sprayed it two times a month. You started in 98, stopped in 2018. You sprayed it in a residential area. You are self-employed. And then you were seen by Dr. Braley. That was at the Sutter Medical Center in Sacramento. That's at the 2825 Capitol Avenue. And your oncology, do you know the oncology practice name?
Practice name?
Right.
Well, I don't know exactly what that means.
Do you like the oncology specialist? Is that Dr. Burley?
He was the one who treated me, so
Gotcha.
I'm sure
Okay.
he was an oncologist.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then your current property address, 4727 10th Avenue, Sacramento, 95820. And then we have your sister Sarita, 916-617-7637. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm sending you over a DocuSign now. It's going to go to your email as well as your text message. So whatever's easier for you to open it up, go ahead and take a look at that now. And then I'm also going to send you a text message. Now I'm going to send you the law firm's information as well. So you're going to be working with Pulaski Law Firm. They're based out of Texas. See, and so how it's going to work is once I get these documents back, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm then take a look at them, make sure everything is, good and within their criteria. Once that happens, they will then be able to request the medical records from the hospital and actually kind of gets working on your behalf. And so they'll call you basically in about 3 days. It could be, 3 days fastest, could be like a week. They'll call you from that 909 number that I sent you and basically do a case verification.
Okay.
And so during that call, they're going to verify this information one last time with you. And then, once everything is good, you actually speak to the lawyers, you speak to the law firm, they will then be able to represent you and actually get everything started for you, okay?
Okay.
And then you got my text messages as well, correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
DocuSigns are complete.
See, yep, I just got it back. So I'll be able to send that up to the law firm now. Like I said, they'll call you in about 3 days to a week or so, and then you actually speak to a lawyer, speak to an attorney, and then basically everything kind of gets going for you, okay?
Okay.
You have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, No, I just, okay, let's see the other text message you sent me. So that clears that up. Okay, no, I'm good.
Okay, perfect. So save me in that 949 number. I sent you a message. That's my direct line. So save me in, and then just in case I need anything from you throughout the week or anything like that, I can just call you. Okay.
All right.
Alrighty, control. Well, I do appreciate it. If you need anything from me, you just give me a call. All right.
Thank you.
No problem. You have a blessed day.